You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. On this podcast, we focus on answering Bible questions. And if you have a question for a future episode, I'll let you know how you can submit that once we get to the end. This is episode 19 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. And this episode is being released on Thanksgiving Day. Recording it a couple of days before that, but if you're listening to this on the day it's released, it is Thanksgiving. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And while we understand as Christians, we are to give thanks to God at all times, not just on a holiday like Thanksgiving. But it is good when you have a reminder like this, when you have a holiday that is the emphasis is to give thanks, to reflect on the blessings that we have. It is a good reminder for us because we do need to give thanks to God. We don't need to neglect to do that. And so we can use this holiday as a reminder for us to help center our minds on what we should be grateful for in terms of what God has provided for us, what He has blessed us with. At the same time, though, we all have seen in the world around us, whether it's us personally or the people that we know or just society or the world in general, this has been a difficult year for a lot of people. There have been health concerns with the pandemic and other things related to that. There have been many people have experienced deaths of loved ones, some of that related to the pandemic and other ones that they have lost loved ones, not related to that, but that's simply a part of life, and people have experienced those losses. There have been job losses because of economic impacts with everything that has been going on. People have been isolated from others. We don't have contact with other people and interaction with other people the way that we did before. This has led to strained relationships between people. And there are a lot of these problems and these negative things that exist. And so when we think about the type of year that we have had, this we might wonder, well, how can we be thankful given all that we have to go through? The state that the world is in and the uncertain future. We don't know what's going to take place in the future. We don't know where we're headed. Are we nearing the end of this? Are we going to experience something as it gets worse? We don't know what the future holds. And it has been difficult. It has been stressful. And so understanding that that's the context that we're in right now, how can we, despite that, continue to give thanks to God? Because it's easy to become distracted by all of the things that are going on around us. But we can and we should, despite this or in the face of all of this, we can and we should continue to give thanks to God. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. So the question that we're going to answer is not one that was submitted by a listener, but I think this was one that all of us should consider right now at this time. And the question is this: how can we give thanks during a pandemic? And we're basically just going to notice 3 points here of how we can give thanks during a pandemic. The first thing that we need to do is that we need to keep things in perspective. We tend to focus on our problems and our situation, the things that we're experiencing. And for a lot of us, this has been a difficult year and possibly the most difficult year that we have experienced in our lifetimes. But what we need to remember is that our hardships that we're experiencing are not unique to us. We have many people around us who are experiencing the same things, but even then, there are others at different points in history who have experienced things like this and have gone through what we're going through. Paul would say over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 that there's no temptation that has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And he would go on and say that God is faithful and he will provide the way of escape also so that you will be able to endure it. And that's talking about temptation in general. But one of the temptations that we face is to focus on the negative things in this life, to forget God or to resent God because of what situations we're experiencing. But Paul said there that there's no temptation that you're experiencing except what is common to man. Whatever we're experiencing, whether it's the depression or despair or isolation or other types of temptations that come along with this, others have experienced this. And another thing that we can think about on this point is we try to keep things in perspective, that if we do a study of history, and that's not the scope of this podcast episode, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on this point, but if you study history, whether it's your so-called church history or just world history, that study will remind us that conditions have been much worse for many people throughout the generations that came before us. So whatever we're experiencing right now, while it may be the most difficult season, difficult year we've had to go through personally, there are others who have gone through more difficult seasons and more severe hardships. We have experienced this year a pandemic. Well, there was a pandemic that occurred 100 years ago. There are other types of things that happened. There have been wars that have been killed countless numbers of people, diseases and famines and all sorts of things that people have experienced. And so while I don't want to minimize what anyone is going through right now, I do want us to remember that as we try to keep things in perspective, that what we're facing is not something that no one has ever experienced before, or that somehow we are being targeted, that God is picking on us or something like that. We don't need to think like that. Others have experienced what we're going through. And in a lot of cases, there have been people who have experienced much worse than most of us have experienced. But regardless of how difficult our time is here and how difficult the hardships are that we are facing, because it could be, I said generally, probably most of us have not experienced the same level of hardship that some other people have, but maybe that's not the case for others. Maybe some people are in especially difficult situations. Even then, we need to have the perspective of the Apostle Paul, who recognized that the hardships that he faced in this life were just temporary. And compared to the reward of heaven, they were considered a light burden. Now, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is where he talks about this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Notice what he says there. He describes this as momentary light affliction. And if you're wondering what it was that he had experienced that he put in this category of momentary light affliction, read the second half of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 sometime and look at all the things that Paul had to endure, things that many of us have never experienced. But he called all of those momentary light affliction, even though they were difficult. He faced hardship. He faced trials just as we do. But when he compared it with the reward that was coming for those who are faithful, he knew that whatever I have to face here, it's nothing in comparison with the good things that God will provide for me if I will be faithful to him for eternity. And so that's the perspective that we need to have. So yes, we're facing hardships. And yes, this may be the most difficult year that we have experienced personally. For many of us, that may be the case. But even then, keep things in perspective, that we are not alone in what we're experiencing, that this is not something that is unique to our time in history. And even no matter how difficult it is, there is something better, far better, that will make all of this seem as though it is nothing if we're faithful to the Lord. Second way we can give thanks during a pandemic is that we need to recognize the blessings that we do have. We focus on the negative things and the things that are causing us turmoil and trial and suffering and all those things in this life. It's easy to focus on those things. We need to be intentional about recognizing the blessings that we do have. Because whatever we have in this life that is good, it is a blessing from God. James 1:17 says, every good thing given, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. I mean, God doesn't change. God continues to bless us. God continues to provide for us. Every good thing that we have is from Him. And so because He provides us with every good thing, we can be content knowing that He is providing for us. He knows what is best for us. He wants what is best for us. And so even though we may be facing hardships and difficult times, we can still be thankful for what God is providing. Paul wrote about this idea in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, where he says there in that passage, "Not that I speak from want, for I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am." So whatever he was facing, and again, go back some time and read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the last half of that chapter, and all of the things that he had to endure. And he's writing this letter to Philippi from prison. So keep this in mind, is what he's saying here. "I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him, through Christ, who strengthens me." So you have Paul here. He recognized that it didn't matter if he had riches. It didn't matter if he was in poverty, if he was in want. He could do all things through Christ, who strengthened him. He could be content no matter what his circumstances were. And that takes faith. It takes faith in the Lord that we can rely on Him, that He is our strength, He is our hope. But it's also about recognizing the blessings that we have from Him. Earlier in this chapter, Paul would talk about praying and making our requests known to God and doing so with thanksgiving. And if we do that, the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard our hearts and our minds. That we pray to God, we make our requests known to Him. No matter what we're facing, no matter what challenges are before us, we do it with thanksgiving. We learn to be content in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. Because the Lord has promised that He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. The Hebrew writer over in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, he says, "Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have, for He Himself has said, 'I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you,' so that we confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?'" Or we might say, "What will a virus do to me? What will government lockdowns do to me?" Now, there may be hardships. There may be difficulties that we have to face. But God has promised that He will not forsake us. He will not leave us. We don't need to turn away from Him. We need to be faithful to Him and always recognize the blessings that we have from Him. Because if we recognize those blessings, even when we're facing difficulties, then we can still give thanks to Him for the good things that He has provided. And a third way that we can give thanks even during a pandemic is that we stay focused on the goal. Paul said over in Philippians chapter 3, again, he writing to the brethren in Philippi, he told them that he could do all things through Christ who strengthened him. He told them that they were able to pray to God and make their requests known to Him, pray with thanksgiving, the peace of God would guard their hearts and their minds. But he also talked about the need to press on toward the goal. Stay focused on the goal. The goal is heaven. The goal is that reward that the Lord will provide to those who are faithful. And so he said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So Paul says here that I'm pressing on toward the goal, something that we also need to do, to press on toward the goal. But one of the ways that he had to do that was he says he's forgetting what lies behind. The things that have happened, a lot has happened for all of us over the last 8, 9, 10 months, however long this situation has gone on now. All of us have endured a lot. Forget those things that lie behind. Don't dwell on those things. That doesn't mean we ignore the past or that we don't learn lessons from the past. We do that. He's talking about not becoming shackled to the past, where we're always dwelling on that, we're always focused on that, and we're not looking forward to what's ahead. We need to press on toward the goal. Press on to what God is providing, where He is leading us. And don't allow the worries of this life to cause us to be unfruitful in the Lord's service. Remember the parable that Jesus told about the sower in Luke chapter 8. The sower went out to sow. He scattered seed on different types of soils. And one of those soils was the thorny ground. And the seed fell. It began to grow, but then the thorns choked it out. And as Jesus explained that parable, he said in verse 14 of Luke chapter 8 that this is the word goes into someone's heart. It grows up. But then the worries and riches and pleasures of this life choked it out. And so they brought no fruit to maturity. One of those things that choked out the word were the worries of this life. We're all going to face hardships, whether it's to the scale that we're living through a pandemic or even after all of this is over and we get back to normal or whatever normal looks like after all of this. When we get past all of this and things get back to more normal, there's still going to be things that we worry about. There's still going to be things that are pressing on us, and we can't allow ourselves to dwell on those things and be consumed by those things to the point that we are no longer fruitful in the Lord's service. We have to stay focused on what we are to be doing and not distracted from that by the worries of this life. The Hebrew writer said over in Hebrews chapter 12 that we need to make sure our focus is on Jesus. Make sure our focus is on Him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. He said there, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Here the Hebrew writer says that you run with endurance the race that is set before you. And he talked about Jesus, who endured hardship. He endured even to the point of going to the cross, suffering and dying on the cross. He endured all that. Remember Him. Remember what He did. Remember what He showed us. Remember where He is leading us. Lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which easily entangles us. We need to put away sin from our lives. But we also need to put aside every encumbrance, everything that hinders us from serving God, from doing His will, from pressing on toward the goal. And worrying about the things of this life is one of the things that can encumber us or can weigh us down, where we cannot run that race as we ought to, that we're slowed down or we're distracted or we're turned in the wrong direction. We need to not allow the worries of this life to distract us. We need to lay aside those burdens and focus on Jesus and what He did, what He's providing for us, and where He's leading us. Now, Has this been a difficult year? Absolutely, it has been. And especially for most people, it has been one of the more difficult years that they have had to go through. Certainly what the most unique year we've had to go through. And even if someone hasn't personally experienced as much of the hardships as many others have, it has been a different year. And that presents challenges in of itself. Even if someone doesn't personally experience many of the things that others have throughout all of this, it's still not easy to go through what we've been going through. So it has been difficult, but rather than focusing only on the negative things around us, there are these things that we can do, that we can continue to give thanks to God even during a pandemic, that we need to keep things in perspective. We need to remember that this life is short, and this season in life especially is even shorter. Keep things in perspective that this life is temporary and we have an eternal reward in heaven with the Lord. We need to recognize how God has already blessed us and continues to bless us. And also what He is blessing us with as far as the hope that we have. And keep pressing on to that goal. Keep pressing on to the goal of heaven. And if we will do that, if we stay focused on that goal, then we can give thanks because we have something to hope for. Even if this world and this life that we are living right now continues to be difficult, even if it gets worse, we still have a hope. And because of that, because God is still with us, God is still going to provide for us this hope for eternity, to be in heaven with Him, we can always be thankful to Him. So in addition to the things we've talked about here, I did want to mention that I also have a couple of other resources, new resources on the topic of gratitude, and I'll have these linked in the show notes of this episode. I recently completed a series of articles. The series was titled Thankful, and I've posted these on the Plain Bible Teaching website, and those are posted there if you want to find those. I'm also going to be sending out a free PDF copy of all of these articles together in one file on Monday morning, Lord willing. And so if you are not yet signed up for the Plain Bible Teaching newsletter that comes out every Friday, that's one of the bonus pieces of content that I send out periodically. So if you're not on the email list, you can sign up for that on the website on plainbibleteaching.com. And you can sign up for that and you'll receive that PDF for free on Monday, in addition to the other weekly newsletters I send out. I also have a short series of videos that I made on the topic of gratitude over the last few weeks. Just three videos, so it's not a very long series, but they're short video reminders for us of gratitude and how that fits into our lives as Christians. And I'll provide a link also to the YouTube playlist where those videos are, so you can watch those if you're interested in that. Well, thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. As this is Thanksgiving, I want to be reminding myself to be thankful for the things that I have, which includes I'm thankful for you for listening, or if you're watching this video, for watching. I'm thankful for that, and I hope that these lessons are helpful to you. If you have a question for a future episode, there are a few ways that you can submit that. You can fill out the podcast question submission form. The link for that will also be in the show notes. You can send a message to the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page, or if you're on Twitter, you can tweet your question at Plain Bible Teach, and I'll see the question that way and do my best to respond to those. So that's going to be all for today. Thank you again for listening. I hope that these things have been helpful, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.